July 3, 1981 was when news of what would eventually be called the AIDS epidemic first surfaced formally in the mass media in a shocking story in the New York Times. It was an extremely hot day in Manhattan. I hated being stuck in the city during the summer. I had left the New York native office on West 57th Street late and picked up an early edition of the New York Times. When I got home, I was very tired but was shaking by the time I finished reading the story. It would be one of those moments when time stood still, like the Kennedy assassination or the moment decades later when I turned on the TV the morning of 9/11. At the time I was the publisher and editor-in-chief of New York Native, a gay paper that had been started the previous December. In the ensuing days and weeks, I struggled to get a hold of the emerging foggy facts about the mysterious new disease while grappling with the state of severe anxiety that the terrifying news had aroused in me. My fears were existential. Dark thoughts scurried like mice from the basement. Would my newspaper even survive the unknowns we now faced? Would I? As I began to calm down and accept the situation I was in, I soon chose a determined, pragmatic path for the newspaper. It was the time for the brave front. I would devote the paper to methodically getting to the bottom of the emerging epidemic and make the disease the newspaper's signature story. While I was personally terrified of the implications, as a publisher I sensed that this was going to be a huge event. There were opportunities here. I tried to be optimistic. For the next four decades I would always try to be optimistic. I told myself that in an age of scientific and technological genius and daily miracles, surely a cause would be found and a cure would follow. Wasn't that how science operated? Anyway, what was the alternative? In the ensuing days and weeks, I struggled to get a hold of the emerging amorphous facts about the mysterious new disease while grappling with the state of severe anxiety that the terrifying news had aroused in me and everyone I knew. What I would eventually learn is that epidemics never have a second chance to make a first impression.
Existential apocalypse came our way. Existential apocalypse ruled the day. It was raining death and it wouldn't stop. We were men in dark times, waiting for the next shoe to drop. May you never know the things that we went through, but if it happened to us, it could happen to you. We were men in dark times, may all your dark times make you strong and wise. May you never fall for a plate full of lies. We were men in dark times, cut down in our crimes. We're men in dark times. We wondered if it would ever end. Who could we trust?
Existential apocalypse came our way. Existential apocalypse through the day.
It was raining death and it wouldn't stop. We were men in dark times, waiting for the next shoe to drop. May you never know the things that we went through. But if it happened to us, it could happen to you. We were men in dark times. May your existential
apocalypse make you strong and wise. May you never fall for a plague full of lies. We were men in dark times, but down in our prime, we're men in dark times.
Wondering if it would ever end.
Who could we trust? Was a friend. We were men in dark times.
It was raining then, and it wouldn't stop. We were men in dark times, men for the next shoe to drop.
May you never call the things that we went through, but if it happened to us, it could happen. Apocalypse.